Hello, Hopkins Junior High Advanced Orchestra. My name is Shannon Kleitlinger from San Diego State University, and I will be listening to and adjudicating your performance today at the CMA State Band and Orchestra Music Festival on May the 22nd here at UC Davis. Looking forward to your performance, and I'll check back in when you're ready. Sorry, you were looking at me to see if I was ready. I was nodding my head. Yes, here we go. Very nice dynamic to start. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that pianissimo and the cellos. You have a great sound. Good. Yeah, let's keep the intensity up during those forte passages, even though the texture thins because less are playing. Keep the intensity going. Yeah, this is another moment. We have crescendo there at 21 all the way through the bar with ritardando, and I felt like energy died. Make sure that we have enough bow left to get through those and that we've timed everything out, and how are we going to do that and get there together so that we don't lose the end of the phrase. So, yeah, continue all the way through phrases. Yeah, very nice, very nice, nice technique on these rhythms. I like the balance. I'm very happy with the balance. I think you're doing a great job of not overplaying in the accompaniment staccato stuff there. You're doing a nice job getting the melodic line through at all times. Okay, yeah, let's give even these eighth note message passages just a sense of phrase. Bum bim bum bim bum bim bum bum bum. Even though it doesn't say crescendo or decrescendo, Liz, where's the music going at all times? We want to make sure the music is having a destination. Is it going to someplace or coming from someplace? Even on these quarter notes, even on these long tones, make sure, there we go, there's the violins to do a nice job right there. But I feel like we're doing a good job because agogically the notes move up. The stress is dictating the phrase, but when the agogic stress doesn't do it, we should still think phrase. Make sure we listen for that suspension, that little appoggiatura there at 67. Let the violas come through the texture. Good job, timing-wise, basses. Let's agree on the bow there, cellos, to make sure that those eighth notes are going to speak the same length with each other. Yeah, how are we bowing that? Are we coming off the string? Are we staying on the string? I see a little bit of inconsistency within the section. Make sure that we all agree on how that's going to happen with the right hand. One and two. Yeah, let's make sure that we all agree on 33, what the rhythm is. Went very well with violins, violas at 32. We added the cellos. Couldn't quite agree on how that rhythm lines up. Bumpy, watch going into 80 there as we set up the violins and the violas. Yeah, let's agree on the bow there. Very nice ending. Yeah, let's agree on the down bows there, the last four bars, especially particularly in the first violins. Agree on the length of that note. Watch out for your concertmaster. Some good things going on. Excellent start. Really enjoy the ensemble sound. I think strength right away is the ensemble sound, the balance. Very well played. Some style things going. As I said earlier, I really appreciated the dynamics right at the beginning. Just the extreme contrast that we have and continue to move that. Looking forward to our next piece, Nocturne, which will be a little slower. Hoping to hear some phrase and some musicality come through. Some pitch issues here at the beginning. Yeah, make sure we know on those eighth notes. Find those intonation things, and if we don't quite catch it, let's adjust quickly. Phrase, a new statement picking up into 10. Let's make sure we start that all together. It really needs to be led by the lows, by the violas, the cellos, the double basses. We need to start that together. And within that, we need to feel the arrival at 10 together. This is another moment coming into this phrase. Transitions into phrases, I think, are something that we could work a little more clearly so that we know when one phrase ends and when another begins and which section is taking us to the next phrase and are we all moving together into the next phrase. And if it has a pickup note, is the pickup note the more important note or is the weight on the next note? And that's going to be dictated often by your bowing, but also it's going to be dictated by the conductor, and let's agree that when we make our transitions that we're prepared for them beforehand and we make them clearly. Because once we start going with the phrases, I think you do a beautiful job. This is just very, very nice, very lush, very well played. We all have the same sense of direction. Just how do we stop that and how do we start that going in and out of phrases? I see your conductor doing a very nice job showing you all of this, and I hear you mostly responding. I see some eyes really up and interacting with our conductor. I think if we can do so more so as an ensemble, we're going to reach another level of interpretation, another level of musical achievement. And that really comes from getting out of the music and making music with the ensemble, looking around each other, watching your conductor, and just playing off of one another. You're a young ensemble, but that's a concept that would take you to another musical level, I think. And it's fantastic that we can say something like that to such a young group of musicians. And it just shows a lot of maturity. And if we can all connect with each other, you're going to really be able to make some special things happen. Yeah, okay. So I also see some difference in the amount of bow that we're using throughout the section. As I look at our concertmaster, as I look at our first, I see lots of bow, but then as I look back in the section, I don't quite see as much. But, you know, for some of these, let's make sure that you use as much of the bow you can for some of these phrases, and that's really going to change the sound of the ensemble. It adds so much more. I recently attended a master class with Gil Shaham, who's a very famous violin soloist, and he just kept saying, I think maybe you would want to use more bow, and he was putting it in question form, and the reality was he was telling them, use more bow, and whenever he played, it was amazing how much he used and how the sound he got, and I see moments of it within this ensemble. Let's just keep working to get it more consistent, and that consistency will take you to the next level. Beautiful writing, lots of great opportunities for us. I think you're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. Yeah, watch how we end that phrase. As the violins leave the texture, we kind of lost things. We want to make that transition happen, even though we lose part of the ensemble. Musical transition is very important to what we do between musical ideas. Very nicely done, violas, seconds, and cellos. Watch, let's start that together, let's lift so that we all start that note at the same time. Now, I'd like to hear that last chord longer. We've got a whole bar of a whole note, and then another whole note with a fermata, and a decrescendo on that. I'd like to see us really take more time with the ending from 70 to the end of the last four bars of music, and really kind of sustain that out and hold the audience kind of on the edge of their seat. The way that that's written is just this beautiful moment where you could really, really put them in the palm of your hands and hold them there. And we just sustain it a little bit longer. It's technically a difficult thing to do because it requires so much focus for that long, but I think it would really create a nice musical moment for us. Okay, on to Mirage. Good, good. Getting the feeling of this threes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1. Good. It gets softer there. And cellos and string basses, your key to that on that decrescendo there in bar 11. So anytime they have that transition, make sure you get soft as you're going into the next one. In there. Let's listen lows to what the violins have. It should all complement each other. The accent patterns complement what's going on in the lows. Bom, de bom, de bom. Yeah, forte all the way down to mezzo piano. So a little bit of timing issue there in the strings. You can listen around, look around to help each other out. Nicely done, cellos. Just watch that D sharp. A little pitch problem there, but other than that, very nicely done in the transition. Yeah, as we shift to a different tonal center, we're starting to struggle just a little bit. Make sure that we give attention here to the pitch. Okay, so pulse is in the seconds right now. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, quarter. We really want to listen to that pulse and be aware of it. And we also have pulse going on an eighth note, so this little cross rhythm is very advanced, and the long tones have to be aware of what's going on and to move this all coherently. Should be commended seconds on a very nice job here. This is not an easy part to play. You're doing a fine job with it. Even tenuto those quarter notes as we move into a new phrase, bar 99, beat 4. Pull back just a little bit time-wise to create the transition into the next section and really just enjoy that musical moment. Within the release. Yeah, this is easier because he gets a long tone to transition between. Section, nice job there, putting it all together. All the elements come together very well as we add new. Yeah, nice energy here. Keep going. 139 here. Keep the energy up, forte. We have a style change. Go with that style change. Okay, so we have the long line, very nice job over top of the rhythmic drive of the violas and the violins. You're doing a nice job with all that. And what I appreciate is how well balanced is. We know the firsts are what we should listen to, but we still have a drive in the rest of the ensemble, and that's well done. Bravo. Make sure you go for those last few notes, and I think we should actually take 1, 2, 3 and play the last one the strongest. Ba, ba, ba. So it feels like an ending, so it feels like it's done. There was a little question at the end. whereas we want to exclaim the end of the piece and let everybody be aware of it. So, okay, Hopkins Junior High School Orchestra, this was a fantastic performance. It's my pleasure to be able to listen to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for a fine performance, and it was a pleasure to listen to you today. I hope my comments are helpful, and best of luck in your future. Hopefully I get to hear you again in the future.